Simin Shinkov Hey Sif Hey. The Machaber discusses if a guy trapped fish or if he pulled fruit off a tree on Shabbos, he did it for himself, he did not do it for a Yid, still it's Aser for Yid on Shabbos. And the Mishnah explains it's Aser whether in Achila or in Tulta, whether to eat it or to move it on Shabbos. The problem of here has nothing to do with the guy doing Malacha because the guy did it for himself. The problem is that Muksa, it was not Mukha, it was not available to be eaten, to be used by Hashmash at the beginning of Shabbos, and therefore there's a problem of Muksa. So it doesn't really make a difference if the guy did it or if the fish just landed up in a net on their own on Shabbos. It doesn't make a difference if the guy picked the fruit on Shabbos or the fruit fell off the tree on Shabbos. The point is there's Muksa at the beginning of Shabbos. Additionally, by fruit, there's Xera, that Shemiyal of Yitlish, we're afraid that if we allow a Yid to eat the fruit that fell off a tree on Shabbos, or that a guy picked from a tree on Shabbos, even if it's not done specifically for a Yid, we're afraid a Yid will have a taiva, so to speak, to climb up the tree and pull off more fruit from the tree, because it's not so hard to do that, and the person is lot achar, having such food, the person very much wants to have this food available for him to eat. The halacha is that even if it's a suffix, if this trapping of the fish or picking the fruit happened on Shabbos, or if it happened before Shabbos, it's asr. Even Savik Muchan is also Aser. Mishnah Berurah says, unless it was Nicker, it's apparent that it was done before Shabbos. You could tell the fruit's not so fresh, or the fish also, you could tell it's not so fresh. It probably happened before Shabbos, then it's going to be Mutter. But if it's a standard Safik, then it's going to be Aser. However, the Machaber says, the one Shabbos ends, right away it becomes Mutter, because there's no issue of Melechas Akim Bishvil Yisrael over here. It's Pashal Rahal Mukta. One Shabbos ends, there's no issue of Mukta anymore. In Tzevav, the Machaber says, if the guy picked the fruit or trapped the fish specifically for a Yid, or if he did it, both for a Yid and for a Goy, which the Berurah explains, like in a place where it's half Yid and half Goyim, or even it's Rav Goyim, but you know that he had the Yid in mind as well. So then, not only is it also for the Yid on Shabbos, it's also for Yid Ba'achila on Matar Shabbos as well, for the amount of time it takes for this Malach to be done after Shabbos. Here, since the guy did it specifically for Yid on Shabbos, not only the Chazal Aser for us on Shabbos, the Aser for us after Shabbos also Chadesh Yasu. And the Mishnah explains two reasons for this. First of all, we want to make sure that Yid should not be Nene for Malacha that was done for Yid on Shabbos. And also, because if we like to be Nene for after Shabbos, you might be enticed to tell a guy on Shabbos to do Malacha for you. This way it will be available for you right away. The product of the Malacha will be available for you right away after Shabbos. As opposed to now Chazal Aser Chadesh Yasu, you don't benefit from the guy doing it for you on Shabbos, because anyway, you'll not be allowed to be Nene for after Shabbos until amount of time it was taken for the guy to have done a few after Shabbos. This does not make a difference with Seda or taking Likidas Peres for Zixir or any Malacha deraisa that a guy does for a Yid on Shabbos. It's also for any Yid, even a different Yid, to be nana from it till the end of Shabbos, even after Shabbos, Mechdei Shiyasu. Now, Mishnah Berurah says that in 7 Tovkuv Tazvav, it's before, Mechdei Shiyasu is the amount of time it would take for the guy to go on with the Shabbos to the place where he picked the fruit, pick new fruit, and bring it back over here. Not just the actual time it takes to pick the fruit, but traveling time as well. Now, let's say you don't know exactly where you brought them from, so then we estimate, we assume you went to just out of the Tchum to pick the fruit, so you chesh the amount of time it takes for him to go to the edge of the Tchum, pick the fruit, and bring them back. If at Shabbos he rode on a horse, so it took him less time, so you chesh after Shabbos, the amount of time it would take with riding on a horse. Sif Zayin. What if you have a suffix if the guy did it for a Yid, or even if you know he did it for a Yid, if you have a suffix if he did it on Shabbos or before Shabbos, so Lamaisa, it's still Aser to be nana from these pears or these fish on Shabbos. It's still going to be Aser. Even Malkum Safik is our Geyser, because Dovishesh Matirin, it's something which you could just wait till after Shabbos and be nana from then. So Dovishesh Matirin is our Machmer on the Sveikas. And not only that, after Shabbos also, their Machmer Bechdesh Yasu, also in the case of Safik, the Machaber says. Mishnah Berurah says you have both Sveikas at the same time. You're not sure if it happened on Shabbos, ain't not sure if it's done for you on Shabbos. So on Shabbos itself will be Aser, because the Gabi Shabbos itself is only one Safik. It's a suffix if it's muktzah or not, because the Gabi Shabbos itself is not relevant if it's done for Yid or not. As long as it's done Shabbos, that's the problem of muktzah. But after Shabbos, now the only way to be Aser is if it was done Shabbos and it was done for Yid, it's a svek sveka, then we create a mekel. The Machaber says in the Yesh Omrim that Malkum Safik, Chazal, were not good as Kadesh Yasu, and therefore after Shabbos is muktzah right away. And Mishnah Berurah brings that there's a big machlokes for Semach in the Yesh Omrim. Eli Rabba says that's mashma the earlier Achrim, it could be Semach in the Yesh Omrim, and Malkum Safik. You don't have to be Machmer Kadesh Yasu. Chayyadim says, no, only if it's a Malkum of a Tzarech Mitzvah or something like that, you can make on this Kadesh Yasu on the Safik, and that's his Mash of the Prima Gam as well. They should not be Samech on this Kula, the Beseves Machriel, that's some tough Kadesh Vav. That's a big Machlekes, it can be Samech to make on the Kadesh Yasu of the Shabbos in the case where it's a Safik.